Welcome back, everybody, to day number 5 in Or HaTzadikim. We're on page 25. And there is a type of person who knows some of his negative traits. And he decides he's going to venture out there and change those negative traits and stick to his positive traits. V'gam hu lo yasi kol yom of derechei yosher. Such a person potentially can not succeed in finding this proper way of sticking to his good virtues, to his good traits. Machmas shemisatzel melechapes amidus hatoves koroi. Because he's lazy in seeking the proper way to attain those positive traits. We said earlier that Reuven was looking for Shimon, but he doesn't know who Shimon is. He doesn't know what he looks like. But now he's saying a different example with that. He's saying Reuven knows who Shimon is. Even though he knows him, he still doesn't find him. Why? Because he's not looking properly to find him. And this, the verse states in Proverbs, in Mishlei, Kesef nivchar loshon tzadik. The tongue of the righteous person is of the choicest silver. Now, the Or HaTzadikim, the author, gives us a whole parable of what is going on here in this verse and what Shlomo HaMelech, what King Solomon is telling us here. Mi shenoshem b'chaveiro v'bo l'shalem lo kesef b'mishkol. If someone borrowed money, now is paying it back with silver. Im einu makir be'amitas ha'mishkol v'tzedek ha'mozdaim. If the person who's receiving his debt back doesn't know the value of silver, makir hakol, or he doesn't know at all the values of these things. Ach she'enu baki bebchinas hakesef, zeh ish korov lios nizak beinyan hamishkol o bebchinas hakesef. Ki lefa'amim yimayin bakesef yikach hasigim, v'gam yikach pochos mehamishkol haroi loy, ki shemo yikach mishkal hakal o yosim hakesef pekad hakvedo b'shem hamozdaim. Mikol elu yavil deitos. He says, in one way or another, if he's not experienced with dealing with silver, he's going to take the wrong amount of weight of silver, and he's going to end up losing money. Oy afilu imhu baki bekesef mishkal. Even if he understands in weights and measures and value of silver, im einu mistaka bakaroi. If he doesn't carefully weigh it, efshashi yisarvu bekaspo sigim. There can be mistakes that come up with it, and he's going to lose out on the money on his return. Aval im hu baki bakol b'mishkol b'kesef mistaka b'koroi oz hu mishtalim koroi kesef naki v'shalim b'mishkol. But if he understands in weights and he understands in values of silver, then only then will he get his money back. So here the Or HaTzadikim in our introduction here says, L'chein dima loshon tzadik l'kesef nivchor. Therefore, he says that the righteous is compared to the choicest of silver. Ki atzadik tzorch l'hakir atova aral liyos boki be'erech kol mido. He says, the righteous person needs to understand the value of each trait, the positive and the negative traits. V'tzorch li'istakav li'izbonin, and to learn and to understand each of the traits properly behind koroi. V'liyos toirach begufoi b'chochmosi lazav atipshus v'lechus b'tvuno v'lahosu tarevis hasigin mimenu. And he needs to remove himself from all nonsense and to embrace understanding and remove a mixture of waste from them. V'lahosu tarevis hasigin mimenu. And to have it pure. And then his neshama can be perfected and crystallized. As it says, when the waste is removed, then the vessel will be refined. When waste is removed from the silver, there will come forth a vessel for the refiner. So once you're able to clean out all of the imperfections, then you're able to bring out a fine product. Perush, what does it mean? Kishi yasira sigim, when you remove all of the imperfections, all of the flaws, then you can have a perfected vessel. V'yesh odem ha-mishtane b'minhogim v'einu kavua, z'man echod ochez b'minog zeh, V'zman echod mistalik mi'osa minog v'ochez b'minog acher. So what is the author here telling us? The author is telling us that we many times find a good trait. We hear a great lecture, we hear a great speech, a great drasha, and we're like, you know what? I have to be more humble. And he takes on a midah of humility. And then the next day he hears another drasha, he hears another speech, another lecture, a sermon, and it tells him to work on his lashon hara. He shouldn't speak lashon hara, shouldn't speak negatively about another person. So he takes that minhag and he drops the previous minhag. And then each one he keeps running from one to the other, and he doesn't have a clarity, he doesn't have a direct path to elevate him and uplift him in his midos. And he continues to run from one trait to the next trait, and he's jumping from one lecture to another lecture, from one inspiration to another inspiration, but not having a path. It's compared to someone who's trying to get to a specific city. He doesn't know the path. He doesn't know the roads. He doesn't know the proper direction. He doesn't know the proper path to get to that city. And he gets all confused on the way. He goes miles and miles this way, and he doesn't get to the right to the city. And then he goes another miles this way, and he still doesn't get to the right place. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, in Ecclesiastes, King Solomon tells us, the toil of fools exhausts him. And he does not know how to go to the city. So a person can travel. He's traveling west, and he goes the wrong way. Travels east, goes the wrong way. Travels north, south. He doesn't know where he's going. He's never going to get to the right place. Therefore, he says, we have to have pity to people who invest all of their energies in futile tasks, in futile endeavors. We have to teach them the proper ways. And he's going back now to the parable of the silver. We have to teach them what it means to have pure silver. We have to teach them what it means to have pure midos. Person has to be guided on the right path. Asher Sham Kol Hatova Vihi Yiras Shemaim. We have to get him to the fertile land, which is Yiras Shemaim, fear of heaven. Asher Hi Sof Kol HaMaasim, as we said all the way in the beginning of the introduction, which this is the bottom line of everything. The bottom line of everything is for a person to have Yiras Shemaim, to have fear of heaven. Vihi Ashela Asher Hashem Yisborach Shmoi Shoel Mikol Adam. And this is the demand and the request of the Almighty in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, D'chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach Ki Im Liyiro Es Hashem Elokecha. What does Hashem already ask of us? Just to fear Hashem. Ve'ein shum ma'aseh nechshav bilti hayira tahora. There is no action that if we do work on any midah, we work on patience and we work on laziness, any midah, if we don't immerse it with proper fear of heaven, then God forbid it will be a futile and wasteful effort. And that is the guide here of our author in Orcha Sadikim, guiding us to make sure that everything we do should be completely infused with Yiras Shamayim. It should be infused with fear from heaven, because only that way will we attain proper perfection in our traits. Hashem should bless us all that we should succeed to attain this greatness. Amen.